The mining and resources version of Succeeding as a Management Consultant is a book that came together out of, I think, an interesting set of personal experiences that I had when I first set up Firms Consulting. So if I look back at my own career, when I did my first business case way back as an associate of the firm, it was difficult. There was a lot of material that the firm had available. I mean, tons and tons and tons of stuff. If you wanted business case clean sheet training, you could literally spend a whole year trawling through databases and finding really high quality business case training material. I mean, stuff that even the best business schools in the world would never be able to replicate because they just did not have the resources that a top-tier management consulting firm had. It's just not possible. And it's not just the volume, it's the quality is outstanding. Despite all of that outstanding support, not to mention some eminent senior partners and, you know, super engagement managers who are there to step in and give you advice, you are still lost. That's the reality. It's not as if you have this great support, you have these great partners, you have these great engagement managers, and you can just rely on them to do an outstanding business case and to understand the value that you could create in a client. It's not possible. People think that you arrive at a consulting firm and because of all the support, it's easy. In fact, I think because of all of the support, it's actually difficult as well. There's just so much material that you don't know what is the best material. So you'll find one thing that's useful. You'll read it, 2 hours gone in the evening, trying to understand it. You'll find something else. You'll find something else. You'll find something else. This process of trying to eliminate the unhelpful material to isolate the useful material is actually an enormously time-consuming and confusing process. So what you end up is with this, you know, littered carcass of good intentions whereby you basically beat yourself up because you're trying to find the document that you can replicate in your project. But that doesn't exist because a business case is about the way you design a set of analysis that is unique to your client situation. Now, it was difficult for me when I became an engagement manager and, you know, I was dealing with other consultants. It was hard for them as well. Even when I became a principal, because I was a fairly hands-on principal, when as a partner, I would roll up my sleeves, get involved with the teams to see what they were doing. And it was always difficult for me to watch some really smart people, you know, basically flame out because they just couldn't figure out how to take the advice they were getting from us being myself, the partner, the engagement manager, sometimes there was another partner on the project, and convert that into a business case that they could present to the team and the client at the end of the day. And it's a challenge that everyone faces because nowhere in the world is there a book or a guideline that says to build a business case, this is what you have to do step by step, right? A lot of the books are very technical in nature, so they kind of are devolved from the broad conceptual strategy issues or the issues you face when you get in there. You know, you get into a client and you don't know anything about the client. Now, how do you move from knowing nothing about the client to building a business case? How do you move from talking about organizational issues to building a business case? How do you talk about going from discussing supply chain issues to building a business case? So those kind of breadcrumb-based approach didn't exist, right? And when I first was, when I joined management consulting, which I joined at a really young age, I didn't keep records of all of my engagements. But by the time I became a senior consultant, I started keeping detailed records. So for every engagement, I would have a moleskin book and I would take copious notes in them. For each day, I would have notes. I would say, what is my plan? What did I learn? And what's my objectives for the next day? So over the course of 11 or 12 years, you can gather I've collected a lot of moleskin books. And it's only after I left management consulting and I started going through some of those books to review some of the projects I'd done that I realized that the technique I'd used to analyze and build business cases and most as obviously as I became older and more senior, guide teams building business cases would be useful to many people. So that's where Firms Consulting, the Succeeding as a Management Consulting book, comes from. Now, how could we build, or write in this case, a guide from end to end, from someone knowing nothing about a consulting engagement to understanding how a consulting engagement worked at the end? And in writing the book, I felt it was so important that we pick one client and then show how consulting tools will be applied to that one client to go from an end-to-end solution. And it wasn't about picking some theoretical client. A lot of books around business, they try to pick simplified clients like Emma's lemonade stand, Mike's, I don't know, newspaper business. And they try to simplify the issue so they can apply their analytical tools. And I felt that was a problem because issues are not simple at clients. They are really, really complicated. I mean, that's why consultants are paid so much money, right? Because if the issues were easy, they wouldn't be paying us so much money. The issues are very complicated. And there's usually a layer of what I call political and irrational expectations that sit at the board level. And, you know, for this book, we picked a fictitious mining company in Brazil that was partially owned by the government. So you'd have, you know, a lot of conflicting stakeholder requirements from the, you know, listed from shareholders who were usually funds and so on to the Brazilian government, and they had conflicting views. And what we wanted to show is that in a consulting engagement, it's not just about being analytically pure and being analytically right. You also have to be able to step in there and sift through the conflicting expectations of stakeholders. Now, that's interesting to do, but you also have to then figure out how do you actually take all of these ideas and go step by step through each of them to, at the end of the day, produce a set of recommendations that the client can use. And really, the thinking that sits behind the Succeeding as a Management Consulting Mining and Metals book, or Mining and Resources book, as some people call it, is if you wanted a checklist that you could follow to guide the areas you need to think through to develop a strategy / business case / operation strategy for a client, what would that be? And that's why this book is designed. The thinking is that if you read the book and you follow the book, now every engagement is different, right? And it depends on the team you have. But the thinking here is that you should at least be pointed in the right directions in terms of the analysis you need to do. You need to be shown how to do the analysis. You need to be shown what the outcome of the analysis looks like, and how that is all pulled together to provide a recommendation at the end. And I picked a sector that I have a lot of experience in because I wanted to ensure that we weren't picking sectors where the nuances were missed. You know, it's very easy for us to have done a project about, let's say, a consumer products company. We could have read a lot about it. Some of the firm's consulting partners have consumer products backgrounds. But we wanted to pick topics where we had very deep backgrounds, so we could sift out the issues that are really problematic in the sector, but people who don't understand the sector assume they're not important, kind of give it short attention. Beyond that, I also tried to make the book a little bit fun, to create characters so that you could follow the characters and see what they go through. And in each of the subsequent Succeeding as Management Consulting books, the same characters exist. And in the first book, the resources book, the mining book, we made the characters less complex. But in the books that follow, the characters become more complex, where some of their personal problems start impacting the project and so on. And we wanted to play up that tension so that, again, to make the books more realistic. But if you're thinking to yourself, you know, how am I going to use this book? Well, I would say that there are three ways you could use this book. Let's look at the first way if you are someone who wants to join management consulting, right? Now, if you know nothing about management consulting and you understand how consulting projects is run, this is a pretty good book to read. I would say it's the best book, but I'd obviously be biased here. But I don't think there's anything else that shows you a step-by-step way in terms of how to manage a project. So if you want to know what consultants do, this is a very good book to read. It gives you a very granular feel for the issues at the client and how this, you know, intrepid consulting team goes through and solves the issues. Now, if you're a management consultant at even McKinsey, even Deloitte, and so on. We have clients who have used the book to prepare for BCG and McKinsey engagements. They use the book for the training, and the feedback I've received from them is the book is exactly what happens on the project. There's no difference. So if you are at these firms and you are, you know, setting up and you want to understand how you need to go about preparing and, you know, putting your best foot forward and building out the best engagement you possibly can, I'm not saying this is the only book to use, but I am saying it's the best book to give you the practical next steps you need to follow to achieve the most that you can. And the book is now 3 years old. We wrote the book in August of 2010. It's now, I'm doing this podcast in, you know, June, July of 2013. So 3 years old, and we've had a lot of time to reflect on the book and how it's been used and the feedback we've received from clients. I think the book achieved its objectives. You know, the feedback has always been people are very surprised at how specific the book is in terms of the steps they need to follow versus talking about high-level theoretical stuff around teamwork and so on. We've tried to stay away from those things unless we could list the actual steps you could take to be a good team member. So rather than dedicating a chapter to how teamwork is so important at McKinsey, we've stayed away from those kind of things. We've said that if we're going to talk about teamwork, let's go through a day in the life of an engagement manager and outline the steps they take to improve teamwork with their colleagues. We wanted to write a prescriptive book, not a descriptive book. Descriptive books tell you what they think is happening, but you can't follow the steps to replicate the successes. A prescriptive book allows you to replicate the process, and that's what we were trying to do here. It is a good book. It's one of my favorite books in succeeding as a management consultant. And it was the first book, you know, it's sentimental in that regards because it laid the foundation for everything that came out of firms consulting since then. It was a very prescriptive approach, very detailed approach to recommendations. And at the end of the day, it's about having a personal guide that can walk you through an engagement.